The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
All right, Graham, working from home. We're going to get to why in just a second. The first talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. Easy from Midland, Texas. Your number one listener in Texas. I just want to say happy hump day. Hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you for that. Are we number one in Texas, Graham? Do you happen to know?
Let me check this morning. I didn't have the ratings pulled up here at home. Yes, we are, as a matter of fact.
Yes!
Still number one.
Because of you. Thank you so much.
The number two show's not even close.
Embarrassing. All right, let's do a second talk back. This one is specifically about you, Graham.
Good morning, JV Show. Tiffany from Clayton. Grammy Pie, if you're listening, just wanted to let you know we'll all be thinking of you today while you get wet from my butt. And don't worry, buddy. It's no big deal. When I got mine, my husband picked me up, and we went straight and got a beer. So it's all good. All right. Cha-cha. Bye.
Okay. She's obviously referencing the big day, your colonoscopy. Let's talk about your situation, Graham.
Yeah, it's quite the situation. I'll say that because I've been through it. You know, everyone's like, well, wait till you start drinking the stuff. And I had to start drinking the stuff yesterday. Now, to give the big update, because I think a lot of people want to know, did I drink the stuff and then go try to pick my kids up from school? That was my logistical hurdle yesterday. And I took everyone's advice and I waited till right after I got my kids from school. And then I drank this nasty stuff that then, and thank God I did, because you drink that stuff and about, I don't know, 10 minutes later, it's it's a waterfall that you can't turn off.
I didn't know that you could wait that late. I thought you had, because you were supposed to, what you told me is that you were supposed to start drinking it at 8 a.m. and you had pushed it back until 9. I didn't know you can push it back till 1 or 3 or whenever.
No, the first part yesterday that I was supposed to start at 8 or whatever, 9, it was the Dookie Lax. Sorry, Dookie Lax.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
And I had to take a double dose of that. Then at 1, I was supposed to start drinking this nasty stuff. And I pushed that back. Don't tell the doctor, but I pushed that back. It's a very rigid timeline that they've laid out for you. And so I pushed that back. And I don't know. I'm sure it's all fine. And then I just now this morning, my next one was supposed to start at 5:30, so I've already drank my second round of that.
Oh, my God.
So we're on pins and needles over here waiting for this one to kick in, you guys, which will be probably any second now. Yeah, only I'm happy to report that only one pair of underwear was a casualty yesterday.
Ew,
was a win in my book. Again, I go back to my own advice book that I wrote back in 2008, Never Trust a Fart.
And,
but, like, that's not a big deal. We move on. And
does your wife know? Like, did you just threw it out before she got home?
Yeah, of course. I'm not stupid. And,
at least it was just one, I guess.
Yeah, just one pair. So,
and
like,
let's be honest, those were old and raggedy anyways.
They were. I've had them since college. I'm just a little whoopsie. And we're ready to move forward. And then my actual procedure today is at 1:30. So this is hopefully this round of stuff I'll be fully cleared out. I don't know how there'd be anything left in there to clear out on this second round, considering I haven't eaten anything in like, I don't know how many hours. I'm starving.
Oh my God. That sounds awful, Grammy. Oh my God. I cannot imagine. At least it's
and
not
did
like-
that talk back. Did she say she went out for a beer afterwards?
Yes.
See, everyone tells me you're going to be so hungry, but watch out. Just, you know, what you put in your stomach right away, because you may relive what you know, I may lose another pair of underwear afterwards. And so everyone said, watch what you eat or consume afterwards. Don't go diving into some big meal. In other words, I don't know. I need to ask the doctor if they have any recommendations about what I should
eat.
You
should just go to like Taco Bell or something.
God.
I would like to. I'm starving, Selena. I crush a cheesy gordita crunch right now, but I think that may backfire.
All right,
literally.
So that is why Graham is working from home this morning, and he might be disappearing throughout the show. And if that does happen, yes, you know where he is.
In the bathroom.
All right, next in the JV Show, it's our cool or not list. You know, where we throw some things out and we discuss, is that cool or not?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham is working from home this morning because I wish we can put it how you said it when we were off there, that you are going number one, but not where you're supposed to be.
Right, and it just never stops.
Yeah, so he is working from home because he is, you know, getting ready for his colonoscopy later today.
He's cleansing.
He's cleansing, yeah. Yes. That's a great way to put it. Thank you, Jess. All right, guys. It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Major news this morning. News that we already kind of expected, but Cardi B announced she is pregnant. What? Made the announcement on CBS Mornings. Yep, in an interview with Gail King. She and Stefan Diggs are expecting a baby.
Very exciting.
All right, well, it seems to be all or nothing for the San Francisco Giants team. They're either winning a bunch of games in a row or losing a bunch of games in a row. And unfortunately, in this crucial moment of the season, trying to squeak into the playoffs, they are losing every game. The Giants fell again to the Diamondbacks last night, 6-5. That's their fourth loss in a row. They're now three games back of the final wild card spot with just 11 games left in the regular season. Day game today against the D-Bags. First pitch is at 12:40.
Nice. Patchy morning clouds and then sunny skies in the afternoon. Highs will be in the 80s to low 90s with only a light afternoon breeze. You guys, there might be some light drizzle tonight and then a huge drop in temperatures for tomorrow.
Yay. Oh my God. Hey, Leo besties.
Hey.
Your day's a 9 out of 10. You might start the day wanting a little lightness and fun, but small hiccups or delays could pop up. In relationships, someone may hold back or set a boundary, but don't take it to heart. Balance and honesty will smooth things out. Stay calm and take the lesson and remember, you don't have to be in the spotlight every day.
Yeah,
oh,
Leo.
Yes.
Did it say anything about going number two in your pants
today?
No,
it didn't. Well, it said you're feeling lightly, like... You know, there's not so much in your butt.
Yeah. You already lost like 15 pounds.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to step on the scale. I need to see. I'm curious.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm TD. Cool or not, we do this every Wednesday. Can I do one first? Just really quick. Cool or not, we have Giants tickets, you guys. Talkback contest is going on right now. If you want to enter to win this 4-pack of tickets, you can go check out the Giants as they take on the Cardinals on the 23rd. That is a City Connect Tuesday, by the way. Just leave us a talkback right now. Let us know who you would like take with you to the game, who you want to have some fun with, and then that's going to get you qualified to win this 4-pack of tickets. So good luck, everybody. Graham, do you have something to throw in?
I do. What do you guys think? Cool or not? Travis Kelce's shorts with a dress shirt and tie look. He sported this past weekend after their loss to the Eagles. And I think it was it Patrick Mahomes' birthday party they were at? I saw a picture of him standing with Taylor and Patrick Mahomes and his wife and some other people. I asked Jess to throw this up.
They were with Kane Brown and his wife.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Why did all celebrities just hang out?
I don't know.
I know, it looks kind of fun. Jess is going to throw this up on our Instagram, JV Morning Show. All right, it is up. Take a look at that. I need to know, is this look cool?
Ew, I'm so grossed out. Not cool.
No.
I'm uncomfortable.
It's so bad.
I'm shocked right now. I thought you guys were all going to say, cool. He's so good looking. Oh, Travis Kelce,
he's
so good
looking. He is a good looking man. He is. But I don't agree with most of what he wears.
That's a good way to put it.
Yes.
It's the shorts. It's throw.
Well, yeah. It's the shoes.
Yeah.
It's the
socks.
Well, it's the combination.
The lock-up sock. Where's the socks?
Like, what do you even call those? They're like suit shorts. Like, I don't even know. It's like as if everything else he's wearing is part, all the pieces, ensemble of a suit, right? You've got the dress shirt. Like,
if they were pants, we wouldn't even think twice about it.
Oh right, God. But it wouldn't be like very cool and fashion forward. I'm shocked you guys are with me on this one. I'm definitely going not cool.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's a little dorkier than I would like.
Go vote on our Instagram.
I just did.
Do you think Taylor has like a say in what he wears? Like, did she okay this?
Yes, she did.
I think so. She had to.
You don't wear something like this in your life without asking the female in your life for, like, do you think this looks good? Anytime you're about to take a fashion risk, you ask your person.
But Travis
does. And
that
means she said yes.
But Travis does take a lot of fashion risks. Maybe he's one of those people that's like, I don't care what anybody thinks. I want to be different, stand out, do my own thing, and wear something unique.
And Taylor just supports him, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess the standout fashion that you wear without asking your wife is like a t-shirt that's like says who farted or something, you know. you don't go wear this to a formal like event where you know you're going to get photographed. He asked, I'm sure.
Embarrassing. I'm going definitely
not cool.
Jez, would you like to throw something in here?
Yeah. Cool or not, pumpkin spice wine.
Cool.
Is back at Trader Joe's apparently.
Cool.
You would try this?
Yes.
See, this is where I feel like we have to draw a line somewhere. I think every season, everything has to be pumpkin spice, and maybe not everything should be.
Yes, you're right. I don't think we need pumpkin spice Oreos and pumpkin spice cereal and everything else, but wine doesn't sound too bad. Is that just me? Okay. Graham, you like wine. What do you think about pumpkin spice wine?
Not necessary. I'm not here for it. I think we should add it to the JV Show Chug Wheel this Friday if we can get our hands on a bottle. I think that's a great idea.
I looked for it. I want to say it was either maybe like a week ago. Couldn't find it, so I'll try again.
Okay. I don't know, like people make like mulled wine. It's like spiced wine. I imagine it tastes kind of similar to that. I mean, maybe on a, you know, cold night, one little sip of it around a fire pit or something.
See? Get you in your Doesn't your that fall sound feels. Nice?
But like, you're not going to drink glass after glass after this of this stuff. I kind of think I think the pendulum's swinging back. We went pumpkin spice everything. It went too far. Now I think we're coming back. Like, we don't do it. Like, there was pumpkin spice scented trash bags for your kitchen. Like, that was too far. We don't need that. Like, nobody needs that.
I would like that.
I would like that too. I kind of wish I had that one.
Yes.
Never mind. I take that out of the podcast. We do need that.
Because then it'll smell like fall in your house all the time.
See? Until you put some fish bones in there and it just smells like pumpkin spice and rotting salmon. Like, ew. No thanks.
I don't know. That's I would like point. That. I'm here for the wine.
I'm going to say not cool for not now cool. until we try it. All right, so I'm going to go
see if we can find it,
Jess.
Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. Matt from San Jose. I want to give a shout out to my baby daddy, Anthony. Love you. Have a good day. And also, I bet Graham right now has a camera up his butt. Hope he's doing good, too. But have a good day, y'all.
Hey, hey, hey. That is not until 1 o'clock or 1:30 or whatever.
Easy. No camera in there yet.
Right. Right now he's just preparing for that, and that's why he's working from home. You know, he's back and forth, cleaning himself out, as Jess put it. It's a nice radio-safe way to say it. By the way, we are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm TD.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Happy hump day!
Hump day!
Good morning, JV Morning Show family. This is Dr. Buddy Lee.
Happy hump day!
Hump day.
It's not for Graham. But anyway, Graham, you should have set your studio up in your bathroom so when you have to grunt or, you know, flush, you can just mute. We don't want you having to throw away any more underwear. Anyway, have a great day. Be careful. We don't want any more accidents.
Yeah, like, don't laugh too hard, Graham, while we're doing the show.
I've thought about it, and currently I think sweating something right now.
Oh,
this
no.
stuff is,
oh, my God.
This stuff they make you drink. Now, there's two options, and I think I got the better of the two options. One of them is, like, this whole gallon jug that you carry around all day drinking, and everyone's like, that thing's miserable. I didn't get that one. I got the one where you get two smaller bottles of something, and they're like, oh, it's lemon-lime flavored. Oh, no, it's not. It tastes terrible with a hint of lemon-lime. It's awful. But luckily, I am really good at chugging. You've seen me on the game.
Yeah, that's true.
So I just chug that thing down as fast as I can. Then they want you to follow it up with more water. I've already chugged that, and now you just sit and wait.
Oh my no. God. Well, that's why we have Chidi in here this morning, Graham. So if you do need to just, like, bounce out to the bathroom or whatever, just, I mean, you can go.
Okay? You'll just hear, like, a...
As I'm running towards the door, but seriously, that's how you'll know. If you do have to go, just say you'll be right back or whatever. Yeah. So we have Chidi.
Or maybe use a code word. What could be the code word?
I just gave you the code word.
Stop. No, let's move on.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the first cell phone free bar that just opened up.
Boom! In Washington. Okay, first I want to ask you guys, have you ever been to any sort of event where they do take your phone away?
No.
And put it in a pouch or lock it up somewhere?
No.
Because I haven't either, but I am wondering what that experience is like. Because one thing is not being able to use your phone. Another thing is them actually locking it up. And this bar that has opened up in Washington, their whole idea is we want people to connect. You know, obviously cell phones are taking our attention span, they're taking our attention, all of it basically. But they require that their guests that go into this bar lock up their phones while they're in there so that they can focus on conversations, community, and be more present. Would you go to a bar like this?
No.
Mm-mm, I'm good.
Graham.
What are you guys? What's the point of going to a bar, sitting there so you can scroll your phone?
Like, no, but I want to like take pictures. Right? I want to post on my story. I want to do like boomerang my drinks.
Yes, that was.
We don't need a boomerang of your drinks.
That's the point of going out.
See, for me.
This is an announcement for everyone. We don't need a boomerang of your drinks.
I know you don't, but you have to do it anyways. Yeah. You just have to.
I think, but at a place where there are like drinking involved, I would want to have my phone just for safety reasons, too.
Yeah.
Because if it's locked up somewhere and I need to, like, call someone in an emergency, then I'm having to go and
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about them having my phone, and then I'm in there, I'm drinking, and then I leave without it because I'm
drunk.
That's guaranteed that would happen to me.
That would
happen. Your phone is like your best friend in the entire world. You're going to leave. I understand why people, when I was bartending, people leave their credit cards behind every, we had the biggest stack of them every night. But your cell phone, I feel like that one, fewer people, I'm sure it will happen, but fewer people will leave it behind because the second you walk out, you're going to be like, oh, I need to check my message.
No, there's been so many times where like I wake up, I don't know where my phone is, and thank God my husband has it.
But then also,
okay, we have I was going to say, what if they didn't lock it up? What if they didn't lock your phone up? Like they just had a policy you don't take it out. Cause there's a bar like that here in the Bay Area. It's in, I don't know, like Petaluma, Sonoma County area. It's called Ernie's Tin Bar. I've never been there, but they have a strict no cell phone policy. And if you take your phone out to send a text or a call, you have to buy everybody there around.
No way. I would go to a place like that.
I wouldn't.
Well, what are you saying? You just said you guys wouldn't go. You all said, nope, no thanks. Nope, won't go.
But I said, I don't want my phone to be locked up somewhere or put in a pouch. I want to have my phone with me. And if the policy is just don't take it out, then I'm more okay with that than them locking it up. But I will say, though, there will probably be a lot more awkward situations. Because you know how when things get awkward, you just go down and look at your phone?
Yes, like, exactly. It's a crutch for many people. Yeah. Graham, you're not like that?
No, I think everybody is. Like, instantly, any lull in anything, any, like, couple seconds of boredom, you're like, oh, I know how to fill this time, and everyone gets their phone out. I do think that's gotten a little
and sometimes
out of hand.
I don't even do anything on my phone. I just, like, look at it. Like, I press the button to light it up just to see, like, what time it is. And, like, who cares what time it is?
Right. Like, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow?
If I do that at Ernie's Tin Can or whatever, like, am I going to have to buy everybody a drink if I'm just checking the time?
Probably.
See,
I don't know. I've never been. I've always wanted to go. I've driven by it a million times. I'm always like, I should stop in there, but it's in kind of a random spot. It's not close to. It's like kind of off, almost off like a small highway, and there's nothing else around it. You can't walk. You're going there. You're not going anywhere else. It's just a bunch of barns and cattle out there. It's sort of in the middle of nowhere, but it does look cool. Shout out to Ernie's Tin Bar.
Graham, would you prefer that most places have something like that in place where they don't let you take your phone out?
Of course, Graham hates phones.
Yeah. I mean, I hate that we're in a world where human interaction, social engagement is like, you know, IRL in real life is like bottomed out. Like, in my mind, the point to going to a bar is to, you know, interact with other people and meet other people. And I understand you want your phone to take pictures and stuff like that. And look, I want to check the score in a game or something. Okay, I get it. Check on how my bets are doing, you know. Like, I get that. But I think we should. It'd be great if we got to a place where, like, we put our phones away a little bit more. Like, our addiction as a society, and myself included, it's gone way too far. It's out of hand.
Oh, it's so hard not to scroll. It really is.
Yeah, I need it at the bar,
I'm scrolling right now.
But, like, what are you gaining? Like, what is your life? What are you... I just always think about that. Like, and we see those stats about how much time, your total percentage of your life you're going to spend scrolling. And it's alarming. So, I don't know. That's my rant.
I guess.
But you should go to Ernie's Tin Can, Jess.
Yeah.
Report back to us.
Yeah. Oh, I'll lose.
Tin bar. It's not a tin can.
I lose a lot of money.
Today's hottest trending is coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, are you back from the bathroom?
I am. That was round number six.
Stop!
For this morning.
Oh, my God.
I believe, and I can feel seven. It's right there on deck.
I did say if you need to run to the bathroom because you are preparing yourself for a colonoscopy later today. I mean, we have Chidi in here, so if you need to go, just go.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Hey, I'm going to help you out with your code word, Graham, when you have to go to the bathroom. How does that clip go? It was a code brown on the sly or something like that. Okay, bye.
Yeah. Oh my
yes,
god!
Code Brown on the slide. That is a good. How about Code Brown?
Okay,
that should suffice.
No. In trending or at any point, just yell that out and we'll know exactly what that means. We were also just talking about Ernie's tin can.
Definitely got me.
Oh, you know what? Let me start that talk back from the beginning.
Hey, JV Show. Good morning. This is Allie from Napa. Just chiming in on Ernie's tin bar, not Ernie's tin can. And yes, it is no phones, but it's no calls. Texting is actually okay. Maybe it used to be like that. But they've definitely gotten a little bit more lenient. It's just taking calls in the small little bar. That is the problem where you may have to buy everyone drinks. Texting, it's totally, totally fine. All right. Thanks, guys.
Well, I feel like that still kind of defeats the purpose because they're not like monitoring what you're doing on your phone. You could be sitting there scrolling, you know?
Well, right. I mean,
and it looks like texting.
I understand the point of it probably when they put that rule into place when people still actually talked on their phones. Like, I don't remember the last time I took a call on my phone. I'm kidding. I called my mom yesterday. But you know what I mean? You know, people don't talk on their phones like in bars like they probably once did. Now everybody just texts or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I'm still curious to try out Ernie's Tin Can Bar. Tin Bar. It's like off Lakeville Highway or something out. It's in Sonoma.
Yeah, you should go. I think I'm going to sit that one out.
Yeah, me too.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so here's what we know so far about Selena Gomez's upcoming wedding. Now, remember, Selena and Benny Blanco, they're being super secretive about this wedding for security reasons. Like, it's so top secret that not even the guests know where the location of the wedding is. They just know where to meet up, and then they're all going to be shuttled to the venue. So now we know that the wedding is going to happen on the 27th of this month.
Oh, wow.
That's like a week and a half away from now. A lot of the guests are staying at a place called El Encanto Hotel, where the rooms are $3,500 a night. Ooh, and they're all booked up for that weekend. That's where all the celebs and family and friends and all that are going to be staying.
Well, let me ask this, the top secretness of this. If everybody knows, like, let's just say the paparazzi, I'm paparazzi. I really want to get a picture of, you know, guests going to this wedding, whatever, because I'm sure I'm not going to be able to get in or see in, but I'm going to be able to see them walking in or something. I'm going to go to the El Encanto Hotel, right? And then I'm going to follow those guests as they go outside and get on the shuttle bus. And then I'm going to drive behind that shuttle bus, and then I will know exactly where the wedding is. I'm confused.
That's a
how
good
this
point.
Is so top secret.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just cracked their top secret code. I'm sure I'm
their buses they have to rethink their entire wedding now.
I'm sure the buses are going to pull into some secure area where you probably can't see people, you know, getting off or on the buses. But still, you're going to be able to very quickly figure out where this wedding is at.
That's hilarious. You just cracked the code.
Yeah.
I also have an update on the body that was found in singer David's Tesla. If you recall back on the 8th, authorities investigated his Tesla that was sitting in an impound lot after complaints that there was a foul odor coming from it. And remember, they found a chopped up body in a bag in the trunk. And they were having trouble identifying that body because it was so badly decomposed. All they were able to get is that it was a female, around 5'1", and long wavy black hair, and they also saw like a tattoo or something like that. They finally were able to determine that the victim was a teenager between 14 and 15 years old. They have not released the name yet. They're working on locating her next of kin, but a very young girl. And again, we don't know if David is the one to blame. I mean, he's on tour. We don't know the last person to drive the Tesla, but it was never reported missing, which is a little suspicious.
And you said when you Google David that our podcast from yesterday titled Dookie Locks comes up because in the description we mentioned that we talked about case.
I Googled his name and I hit the news tab and there's our podcast.
Can we get everyone to Google that and then click on that link so we become the top Google result there where people search this case and then they get a title of a podcast called Dookie Locks. Which I took two of yesterday. Sorry, Dulcolax.
Oh my god.
But very crazy news. Graham, do you have anything for trending?
Yeah, get your V's up, everybody, because tonight is the night we've all been waiting for. The Valkyries will be making their home playoff debut tonight. They lost the first game of this best-of-three series with the Minnesota Lynx in Minnesota, and that wasn't totally surprising because the Lynx are probably the best team in the league. They're really good, and they pounded the Valkyries in game one. But now we get to give them a taste of that Chase Center crowd. Oh, wait. That
little scheduling. We don't.
Whoopsie, with the tennis tournament, has the Valkyries' home playoff opener moved to SAP Center tonight. If they can pull off an upset win, then the series will head back to Minnesota for a deciding game three on Friday. Shout out to everybody that's going to go to the game tonight. I know that crowd is going to be just absolutely going crazy there. I know it's going to be super loud and fun. Even though it's not Chase Center, I know the atmosphere is going to be amazing. Tip off tonight, 7 o'clock. Go V's!
Go V's! Go V's! Katie, stop doing that.
Yeah, sorry. That's gross.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us. It is time now for What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins a chug mug. Did I say that part already?
I don't think you did.
Okay, well, now I just did. Right. So there you go. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
I can't be around someone sneaking around. I feel like I would blow their...
Whoa.
Ooh. Okay.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
All right.
It could be. Like it depends.
Like you're really attracted to those sneaky guys. Huh. Got it. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Keep in mind, this is a family show, so keep those guesses PG, please. Leave those guesses on the talkback mic, like Selena said. Leave us your name and your city along with your guests so we can, you know, we want to be able to shout you out if you win. But the only person that's going to win a brand new JV Show chug mug is the one that comes with the very first correct answer of the morning. So get those guesses in quick.
That's right. And we are going to play some of your talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show on a Wednesday. Happy Hump Day!
Hump Day!
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We are playing What the Bleep, where you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. If you can do that, we are going to send you a JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it. I can't be around someone sneaking around. I feel like I would blow their...
Ooh.
Yeah, and you know...
I can't have Selena around.
Yeah, I just feel like that'd be kind of awkward. So Let's go to your guesses.
This is Owen and Jessica from Gilroy. We think the bleeped out word is whistle.
I would blow their whistle. That's a great guess. Oh, I guess...
That's one way to say it.
Graham is working from home, so I guess that means I'm in charge of the... There we go. Great guess, though.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Grace from San Bruno. I think the bleeped out word is phone. Have a nice day.
Blow their phone.
Blowing up their phone.
Oh, I was like, what does blow someone's phone mean? This sounds bad. Remember, this is a family show, people. Clean it up.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jason and Addie from Vallejo. And our guest for the bleeped out word today is Spot. Blow their spot. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Bye. Oh.
Yeah.
That can happen.
You blowing up my spot, bro.
Right.
That's a good guess.
Great guesses. We are still looking for the correct answer. If you think you know what that word is, leave it now on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Excuse me. We are going to play more of your talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right. We're playing What the Bleep, where you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And we are going to send you a JV Show chug mug. In case you missed today's clip, here it is one last time. I can't be around someone sneaking around. I feel like I would blow their...
Yeah. Whoa.
And I can't just be doing that to anybody. You know what I mean? So let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family show. You sickos, keep your guesses clean, please.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jessica calling from Fremont. I believe the bleeped out word is cover. Thank you.
Blow their cover.
That's a good guess.
Great. Oh, great, I'm in charge of the buzzer. Sorry, Jim's working from home. Sorry.
There you go.
A lot of moving parts here. A great guest, probably one of those the most popular ones, but that's not it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is April from beautiful Applegate, and my word for the bleeped out word is secret. All right, have a good one. Happy hump day.
Oh, blow their secret.
That's good, not guess. It. April sounds out of breath, like me running around my house back and forth from where I'm doing the show to the bathroom, because I got 8 trips under my belt so far this morning. Things are going great. How is there anything left in there?
TMI. Yeah. If you don't know, Graham is prepping for a colonoscopy procedure later today.
Back to what the bleep.
Good morning, JB Morning Show. This is David out in Richmond taking another guess at today's missing word. And I think the word could be plan. All right. Thanks, you guys. Have a great one.
Ooh, I would blow their plan. Ooh, that's a good guess.
That is a good
one. I cannot be trusted with that.
Not the one, though.
Morning, JB Show. This is Eileen from Danville. My guess for today's word is surprise. All right. Have a great day. Bye.
Surprise! And there it is. All right. So here is today's clip, unbleeped.
I can't be around someone sneaking around. I feel like I would blow their surprise.
I'm not good at keeping. I mean, I feel like I can keep a secret, but I have to tell at least one person.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do with that information is out of my hands. So.
And who is that person?
Any of you guys... have you guys ever thrown a surprise party?
I have.
Yes.
And always pulled it off successfully?
I did.
Yes,
yeah.
Me too.
I almost blow my own cover because I just talk so much. So it just comes out.
Have any of you guys had a surprise party thrown for you?
No.
I have.
And did you walk in like, oh my God?
I had no idea. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Me too. Yeah. I told you guys about when my it was my fiance now, boyfriend at the time, he threw me a surprise party at the Crab Bucket. That was really nice.
Cue the sad music. Get the sad music out.
And my favorite place in Salinas is the Crab Bucket, yeah.
I'm so surprised. What is everybody doing here at the Crab Bucket? It's the only place to hang out in Salinas. What are you guys doing here?
Stop. Anyway, for the shout outs, Mylene in Danville, she got the correct answer.
Yes!
This is not her first chug mug, by the
way. Nice.
So congrats, nice Mylene. The only other two people that got it. A lot of guesses, though. A lot of people submitted them. But John in Richmond.
Woo-hoo! Okay, John.
Work, John.
And our boy, Nobody Special, a.k.a. Steve.
Steve.
But that was it, you guys.
Well, thank you, everybody, for playing. We do this every single morning, 7:05 right here on The JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Anna from Napa, and I'm with my daughter, Eliana.
Anna and Eliana, well, good morning to you guys. You guys are going to be playing the JV Show's Yip Nope game. Just tell them what's on the line for today.
We have two tickets for the Jonas Brothers on the line for September 25th at Chase Center.
All right, so Anna and Eliana, all you guys have to do is win this game. It's a trivia game. Hope you guys know a lot of random facts because we're going to ask you four random trivia questions, get three correct, and the tickets are yours, okay?
Okay.
All right. So here is question number one. Finish the title of this iconic Nintendo video game, The Legend of Blank.
Zelda?
Yep.
There we go.
Nicely done. They're from Napa, Selena. Of course they're going to answer these questions. People from Napa are just smarter. All right. Question number two. Nelson Mandela was the former president of what country?
Oh, my gosh. Mandela? Oh, goodness. I don't know. That's one.
Do you want to just
guess?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Europe?
Nope.
Just, I take back everything I said about Napa.
You know,
Europe is not a country. Europe is a group of countries, but okay. Africa.
Yes.
South Africa was the correct answer there. Nelson Mandela.
But that's okay. You can miss one. You're allowed to miss one. Just you can't miss anymore. Here's question number three. The Royals are a Major League Baseball team that play their home games in what city?
Oh, my gosh. I know nothing about baseball.
The Royals. Come on. Giants played him in the World Series in 2014.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Just guess.
Don't guess Europe.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to run out of time. Just say a city. Kansas City was the answer we're looking for. The Kansas City Royals.
I blame Graham.
Me too. You jinxed her.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I did. All right. Question number four. Let's at least finish strong. In the book Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, who does Charlie bring with him to tour the Wonka factory?
Willie?
Nope.
Who's
Willy. No, he goes and sees Willy Wonka there, but he brings Grandpa Joe with him. Good old Grandpa Joe comes and takes the tour with him.
Oh, my God. I think you probably already know this, but you did not win the JV Show Nope game. I'm so, so sorry, but we at least had fun having you on this morning. Anna and Eliana, have a great rest of your day, but don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold there. God, I hate when that happens. Mm-hmm. Grandma, that's all your fault.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, they started off really strong, and I thought, here we go, some smart
got ahead of yourself citizens. There.
And then they got three in a row wrong.
All good. Graham, do you have some shout-outs?
We do. A bunch of shout-outs. And Selena, I'm going to need you, since I am working from home on the colonoscopy countdown is rapidly approaching. My doctor's office called. Any chance you can come in right now? We've got an availability. Like, somebody else backed out, and I'm about to take their spot? I said, no. I have a lot more number threes to go before I can get there. My stomach is in knots at the moment. So I'm going to need, Selena, with your help, I'm going to need your finger
on
the
you,
who gives a fart button. All right, here's a DM I got. One says, hey, Graham, first time baby mama sliding into your DMs. Hoping you can give a huge happy birthday to our daughter Zoe. She turns the big 1-0 today. Zuzu Bear, you amaze us with your kindness, creativity, and full-blown sass. We love you and are so excited to see you continue to grow and blossom into the amazing person you are. With love and all the farts, mom, dad, stepmom, and Emma the dog.
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday!
Hey, Graham, can you please give a shout-out to my son, Shalan? He's officially hit double digits and is the big 1-0. We love him so much. Can't wait to celebrate him. Happy birthday, Bubba. Love mom, dad, Nora, and Jack.
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday.
I'm glad that people are specifying the pets here because we usually think it's grandma and grandpa. All right, good morning, Graham. Just wanted to send a happy belated 17th birthday shout out to my daughter, Mia. We all love you and keep on keeping on. That's from Dad. Dad loves you.
That's sweet.
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Hi there. Can you please wish our son Tyson a very happy 13th birthday? What adds up to 13? 6-7.
Oh, my God.
Love mom, dad, Charlie, and Crosby. Yes,
who happy birthday, fart?
Tyson. Hello, Graham. Could I please have a birthday shout-out for my baby girl, Aaliyah Nova? She turned 7 yesterday, and I just want to let her know how much we love her. Love mom, dad, and baby Archer. Yes, happy,
who gives
happy
a fart?
Birthday, Aaliyah. One more here. Hey, Graham, my name is Cameron, and I was wondering if you could shout-out my mom, because she is the best mom ever. He didn't include her name, but shout out to Cameron's mom because you are. Aww. You're the best mom ever.
Yes.
Well, second, of course, to my mom. She's the best mom ever. Well, and then Kate is the best mom ever.
Well, so, and then I'm sitting here. I am a mom.
Cameron's mom, you're right there in the 3 seed. Selena, I'll put you in the 4 seed.
Fine.
Who gives a fart?
Anyways, yeah, that's good point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Cardi has confirmed that she is pregnant, which is what we all kind of... Mm-hmm. We're not allowed to speculate on a woman being pregnant, but we all did anyways, you know. Mm-hmm. So she was on CBS Mornings this morning, and they aired an interview that she did with Gayle King. And Gayle was like, Cardi, there is a rumor going around about you.
The latest rumor about you is that you are having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know what, if anything, you want to share about that with the class.
Well, yes, I am. I'm having a baby with my boyfriend, Stefan Diggs.
I knew it. We caught you red-handed. As for how Cardi is feeling,
I'm excited. I'm happy. I feel like I'm in a good space. I feel very strong. I feel very powerful that I'm doing all this work, but I'm doing all this work while I'm creating a baby.
So that thought did, you know, cross my mind yesterday. Now, obviously, yesterday is before we knew for sure that she was pregnant, but she announced a tour. Again, tickets are coming up. Mm-hmm. She's going to be pregnant on tour. That sounds hard AF.
It does sound hard
to accomplish.
But I think she can do it. If there's
Of course, she can do it. But it is going to be draining, tough. Exhausting.
Well, didn't she do a performance while she was pregnant one time at like Coachella or something?
She did. And she was like on all fours, like twerking. Yeah, I do remember
that. Whoa. Careful. Careful. Wait, let's look at the timelines of this because clearly. We don't have any idea of her current due date.
No. Mm-mm. We don't know how far along she is. We don't know.
But we do have an idea of her tour, right? When does that kick off?
I believe February.
Yeah, it kicks off in February.
I think she might have the baby before, though.
But isn't that going to... That's what I mean. But, but I don't know that that makes it any... that in my mind, that almost makes it harder, right, Selena? I mean, can you imagine being in just just have giving birth and then like, hey, you gotta
having
get on stage
a newborn,
in 10 minutes.
Oh my God, you're right.
Because I want to say she did, she mentioned, I think, in the interview also, like, sort of a timeline like that. Like, she would have the baby before, and then she's like, I would be doing all my exercises and stuff on so stage. That I'm ready to go once the baby is out. Like, I'm ready to be on that stage.
Mm.
She's prepping for
that
everything.
Makes sense. That still doesn't sound any better. That still sounds just as hard.
Yeah, and but she's a lover. She has nannies. She has people there for her.
Just the recovery process. I mean, you don't know how you're going to be feeling mentally after that. Your hormones. You know, maybe she. I mean, I hope not. But a lot of women deal with postpartum, depression and things. And imagine that. And then you're on a tour.
But is it true? You're on stage like pumping and you're trying to get the pump synced up to the beat of the song you're doing.
Oh,
like, that sounds
God.
Tough to do.
Remix!
Is it true that after one baby, though, they get a little easier or no?
I mean, yes and no, but anything could happen. Right. There could be complications.
Mm, yeah.
That's all up in the air. So when Cardi recorded this interview with Gail King, you know, she's on here telling Gail King all her business. She said that not even her parents knew at this time.
I haven't even told my parents.
No way, Cardi.
I haven't told my parents. They just be looking at me like,
Cardi, wait. Back up. Why haven't you told them?
Because I'm scared of them. I'm very scared of them.
You guys, having to tell your parents you're pregnant is the scariest thing ever.
But not for the fourth time.
Yeah, but it's a new guy. She just got out of a marriage. This is a guy that she's barely dated. I would be so afraid when I first got with AJ. He's my husband now. But when we got pregnant the first time, like, we had only known each other a few months. Having to tell my family was the scariest thing ever.
But wouldn't you?
So I feel her on that.
Yeah. If you realize this may come up in an interview, wouldn't you? I mean, I don't know. Wouldn't you then just preemptively tell your parents before you tell Gail King?
So like, she did say that she was going to tell them before this interview aired. So I'm sure they know now. But by the time of this recording, no, like she had not told her family yet. Also, yesterday, you probably saw a lot of Cardi. She was going around doing a million interviews because she obviously announced the tour and her album's about to drop in a few days here. So she co-hosted today with, you know, Jenna and friends. And she was asked if she would ever get married again.
Would you ever get married again?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'll get married again.
Yeah, you believe in love.
I believe in love. I'm like a hopeless romantic.
Do you think she's hoping that with Stephon Diggs?
I think so.
I mean, Chidi, you have this look on your face.
Like, I do, but I don't. Because he was seen with, like, you know, other girls and stuff. So I don't know if he's the one for her. But I still think she might get married, but maybe not to him.
Interesting. Take. I was wondering when she was going to announce the pregnancy, though, because we saw her. She also did, she was on Jennifer Hudson's show yesterday. And obviously she goes through, like, you know, the spirit tunnel they do. And I was like examining the belly area and I was like, there's something there, but it's like being very inconspicuous. Right. She's trying to hide it still, but it's not like normal flat tummy Cardi we're used to seeing. But I mean, we're not supposed to speculate, you know, but I was wondering like how long, if she is pregnant, how long is she going to not say anything? And then next day, here we go.
I think it's tough for celebrities because I think, you know, women in the real world, I guess you could say, a lot of the times they don't announce right away, even after they're showing a little bit, right? Like, there's a certain period that you wait just to make sure everything is safe.
She did say that. She also said, she did say she wanted to wait a little bit, you know, and see some more sonograms and things. And she also said, I wasn't, like, hiding. But I just didn't want to talk about it until I was ready. She wasn't in hiding. I mean, we saw her at the courthouse and everywhere else. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why do
I
we expect them?
I just want to know the timelines of when the, you know, the tour dates and then baby comes out of her spirit tunnel. Is that what we're calling it?
Can we call it that?
I don't see why not.
All right.
Wait, I actually really, really like that. Graham, what did you have in trending?
All right, former KTVU anchor Frank Somerville continues to make headlines, and unfortunately for all the wrong reasons, following a string of incidents and arrests over the past few years. Somerville reportedly arrested again on Monday this week. He posted about this incident on social media along with a picture of himself with a bloody face. He said his daughter has a weed addiction and she physically assaulted him. His post read in part, quote, I love my daughter more than anything in the world. I would never deliberately try to hurt her, but bad things happen in battle. The Oakland Police Department took Somerville into custody on suspicion of battery with serious bodily injury, and the 67-year-old was later released on bail. He maintains that the charges are going to be dropped. It was self-defense and that he was sober during that incident, and he has been clean and sober for the last nine months, according to him. I'm really hoping Frank gets everything sorted out in his life, because it had really seemed, at least on social media, what you know he was putting out there, that he was doing great, kind of entering a new chapter in his life, a sober chapter, and then everything that he had been posting up until this point seemed to be very positive and like he was doing really well. Mm-hmm. So big setback here.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Graham. Next on the JV show, we got to talk about this reason, or the reason that this DoorDash driver was fired from the platform. I'm going to play a clip for you of her basically going off on somebody next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Happy hump day.
Hump day.
The JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
We do have your Cardi tickets coming up in a little over 10 minutes. We will be opening up the phone lines for that. But we were talking about Cardi B, in case you missed it this morning. She did an interview with Gayle King, and she did announce that she is pregnant. Her and Stefan Diggs are expecting a baby. And we were talking about her, you know, up until this point. She said she wasn't hiding the pregnancy.
Right.
She was out in the open, but she wasn't, like, open with it. Yes. Right.
Please, hiding a pregnancy is so easy, especially after the first baby. But hey, for my first, I hid it till 37 weeks, didn't tell my employer. So there you go. But hey, congrats, Cardi. Yay.
Yay. Oh my God. How did you hide it all the way until... That would have been impossible for me.
Faggy clothes.
Well, she says she hid it. You're, as the employer and your coworkers, you're not allowed to ask, right? They
yeah.
knew. They really not allowed to say anything.
You hit it, but did they still know that that's a better question?
They do.
Quick check-in with Graham. If you don't know, and maybe you're just tuning in, Graham is working from home this morning as he prepares for a procedure happening in a few hours. Graham,
the colonoscopy countdown
is
on. I'm doing all right. You know, you got to drink some awful stuff to clear out your system. I drank my last round of that at 5:30 this morning, and I've visited the bathroom 12 to 14 times.
Oh,
since.
My God.
And I feel like I've really settled into a nice, good spot right now. I'm feeling all right. Little nervous, you know, about the procedure. I think that's more than anything, but my stomach is in knots for probably a couple reasons. It didn't help. Yesterday, I talked to my dad, and he's like, you know, you got to be careful that the, you know, the doctor that's performing this, he doesn't accidentally nick the inside of your colon. Because, like, if they find the polyps and things, they cut them out, I guess, or whatever. But if you accidentally nick the inside of the lining of, you know, your intestines or whatever, then you can get a really bad infection. He's like, you know how that's how Uncle Ernie died. And I was like, don't tell me this. He's like, yeah, just, you know, that's maybe a question to ask the doctor how many times he's accidentally done that. I'm like, no, I'm not going to jinx it and ask him that, because then he's going to be like, oh, well, it happened this one time to your Uncle Ernie. He's dead. Yeah, I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at that.
Anyways,
but oh, my God.
RIP,
and also, how are you?
It might have been Uncle Ernie. Or somebody.
How are you supposed to make sure that that doesn't happen? You're going to be
completely
under.
Asleep and being probed. Ooh. So so
I mean, that's any procedure. There's risks. There's always risks involved,
but
the positive outweighs the negative.
Obviously, and if my doctor's listening right now, he's going to do the best job ever. You're the best.
Everybody manifest
that. Ever perform these. You're the best at them.
All right, I did want to talk about this video that I saw on Instagram of a DoorDash driver who is 5 months pregnant. Well, a lot of pregnancy talk this morning.
Right.
A DoorDash driver, she's 5 months pregnant, and she says she was cut off from DoorDash after a customer lied about not receiving their food. And so she goes back into this like medical office that she just dropped the food off at, and she's like, whose food was it? I was just here.
Whose is it then? Because y'all just got me restricted from my account and I can't DoorDash no more. That is how I make my money. So I want to know whoever ordered the food and DoorDashed it, I need to know who they is, because y'all, something needs to happen, because y'all just made me lose my job. Whoever order it is. You the one came and got the food, though.
Like, the lady at the front got the food, and then she's like, well, it wasn't mine, so maybe she took it back to somebody else. I don't know. That person at some point on the app said that they never received their food. So the driver has been restricted, can't DoorDash anymore.
And how do you go about this? Like, does the app have some sort of way of verifying, like, hey, yeah, they didn't get their food?
Apparently not, because they just restricted her, and that's really messed up that people can do that.
Right.
But like, do you think it was like a misunderstanding, or they were just deliberately trying to, you know, because like the food arrived and somebody else took it, went back to another, if they're, you said they're at like a medical clinic or something. So it went back to another office. The other person comes out. Where's my meatball sub? I'm starving. You know, oh, I'm going to go on the app and say I didn't get my food. And they didn't talk to everybody else there.
That's what they tried to say happened, that she had got the food, but then she had to go do a couple other things before, like, walking the food back. So the app said it was delivered, but she didn't actually physically receive it yet. And so she had already put, hey, it's not here.
Right.
You know, but, and so that was there.
Seems like something you would do, Selena.
No.
Right.
How many times have you, because you, I'm sure over the years, have had a mess up with your order, and we know that if you don't get the right number of ketchup packets or ranch or whatever, you've complained on the app before.
I have complained on the app many, many times. Oh, and that's why when I saw, but I've never lied. I've never made it up. And so there's been times, though, or like when I heard this story, I was like, oh my God, I hope I didn't like ruin somebody's door dashing job.
And they were probably 5 months pregnant, too.
But I know, don't say that. But I honestly, I feel like most of the time, if I'm saying like, hey, this item is missing, like I've never blamed the door dasher. I've always thought that was more on the restaurant. Yeah, at least I hope that's how the platform sees this. I don't want to get anybody fired.
Yeah, but it was the DoorDasher that was eating your fries and dunking it in your ranch.
Okay, well then, sorry. Then, that person does deserve to be fired. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah.
They're hungry. She's 5 months pregnant.
I'm hungry, too. That's why I ordered my food. That's, didn't say that, but I don't like drivers that be dabbing in everybody's food, especially
it's
mine.
It's just a little food tax. That's just the way life works.
No.
Wait, what would you do, Selena, if somebody just showed up to your door and was like, you lied on this app and I lost my job because of you?
And I actually did lie?
Or you actually did give them a bad review.
Well, then you deserved it. Because I'm not making it up. I wouldn't lie.
But what if
on
it was
the
a
app?
Big
Although DoorDash does give credits. That's why, you know, they do give credits.
That's why you do it. Because, like, what if your kids walked outside, oh, free food, and then they ate it and then didn't tell you because they didn't want to tell you they ate their food, and then you're complaining on the app like a Karen?
Then I would feel really bad. Then I would feel bad. But this is a thing that happens a lot, and a lot of drivers are saying that, like, yeah, if one false complaint, then somebody lies and they lose their gig like that.
That's crazy. Because they don't do the same thing that Amazon does, huh? Where Amazon will deliver the package, but you get a picture saying, like, here's your front door. And
yeah, you get a picture on DoorDash.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But after they take the picture, they can just snatch it back.
Yeah, the driver could just take it back with them if they wanted to keep your food.
Well, and the picture doesn't show the inside of the bag to show how many fries they
ate.
That
is true. It'll show my missing items there. Right. Do you ever see people when they, like, say, hey, my package wasn't delivered, and Amazon's like, well, you submit a picture, and they're like, here's my picture of my porch with no box on it. Like, how do you want me to prove my package wasn't delivered?
Right.
I love that.
All right. Anyways, moral of the story, quit lying.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about DoorDash because I came across this video of a woman who is also pregnant, and she was going off in some, like, medical center because she dropped off an order. Whoever food it was went on the app and said she didn't get it, and she ended up losing her DoorDash gig because of this. Graham, you brought up, well, maybe this happens sometimes, like, because kids will go outside, grab the food, parents don't realize it, and then they, like, falsely mark that they never received it.
So funny, Graham, that you pointed out, what if you don't know your kids went and picked something up and they ate it and you're complaining to DoorDash? Real life, that happened to me. I got DoorDash for me and my daughter. She went to the bag before I even realized it, took out one of her items, but not all of them. So when I go to look at the bag, I'm like, oh, we're missing two items. Turns out I go look in her room and she's eating it after I already complained to DoorDash. I felt like such a jerk, but luckily I was able to catch it and cancel my complaint quickly.
See, I wouldn't have even canceled that because you just get because they give you money back and you can use those credits towards what you order. But
yeah, you're putting a ding on somebody's record.
But
there.
I wouldn't feel like that. Something like that. Like I hope DoorDash would assume like that's on the restaurant, not the driver.
But
restaurants
the restaurant's
do that all the time.
But isn't then the restaurant getting dinged?
Look, I know
also
it ain't right.
DoorDash
but if they're gonna give me $15 to use for my next
my
order or whatever,
Selena,
I'm just being honest.
Yeah, but somebody loses their job over your $15.
I'm not okay with that. But Chidi, you're telling me if you saw $20 pop up in your DoorDash account, you're gonna give it back? Come
on. The greed is real.
No, not even greed. The hunger. The hunger
the
is real.
We have the restaurant either getting a bad review or the DoorDash driver getting a bad review
or both.
And Selena's kicking back on her pile of $15. Like, yeah.
Watch she actually did receive.
Heartless.
But if it was an accident, like you mistakenly said you didn't get it.
But you wouldn't.
But then you should retract your mistake.
That's at Selena
Next
on air.
Talk back.
Leave your talk backs, please.
Hey, JV Show. This is Sean from Fairfield. I work at a disability and special needs place, and when DoorDash does deliver their food, they're always taking pictures of it. There are sometimes when somebody grabs the food, they take a picture of the person in hand as well as the person who's grabbing it. So that makes them aware that, okay, this person did grab the food and so they're responsible.
Okay, that's a good idea. That would have helped in the video I saw on Instagram of the woman who lost her job because, you know, a receptionist at a medical center grabbed the food and then the person in the back didn't get it. But I hate one thing. Yeah. Do they ever take pictures of you and then you see it on the app? It's always like the worst picture ever. It's so embarrassing. Like, how many people are seeing that on the back end, like at DoorDash?
Oh, they're saving those pictures. They're in the cloud.
God, they're so bad.
For sure. I thought you hid with the lights out and all the curtains drawn until they had already left to go get your food.
I do, but there's times where it's like I pull up to my house at the exact same time. God. And so I'm like, you know, getting my Amazon package or whatever directly from the driver and they have to take a picture and I'm trying to.
It's hilarious.
I like how Selena's ordered DoorDash so many times that every possible scenario has happened to her.
Right,
everything that could happen to DoorDash and an order has happened to Selena because she orders DoorDash.
Like, I want to know the amount of, like, how big is your file with DoorDash? You know, like, how many pictures do they have of you? Like,
so
your address
many.
Is flagged for sure.
So many. Oh my God. Yeah, how have I not been banned?
We totaled up your annual spend that one time, right? And it was that number.
It wasn't an annual spend. It was like total ever since joining the app, and it was in the thousands.
Oh my God!
It was a big number.
It was bad.
Good morning, JV Show. Regarding DoorDash, our upstairs neighbor is he's in a wheelchair, and I found a DoorDash for him outside in the bushes one time and brought it to him, and he was like, oh, I've been wondering where that was, because they just left it outside. They didn't even bother to bring it upstairs or anything. It was so messed up.
Wow.
It's probably from 2 days prior too.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm wondering about that.
That's so sad.
So that's happened to me as well.
Oh my God. Oh,
I knew it.
The dasher didn't want to bring the food not only up to like my door, which I get it, you have to elevator up and then walk around a hallway, but the person didn't even like leave it in the lobby. Like, I got the picture and they left it in the parking lot under a tree, literally next to a bush. And so when I got that picture, I'm having to like walk around outside and like look at all the trees and the bushes and like find my food. Like, didn't even put it in the building.
Oh my gosh.
And I complained about that too. And,
oh my God. What? And now they don't
have
a job.
Complain too.
I'm sorry. Yep. I think that's worth a complaint. Don't you think so?
Okay, that one's a little
bit
more
reasonable,
I guess.
Thank
at least
you.
They put it in the shade under a nice tree and you're over there complaining to the other residents.
They put it in the dirt.
Maybe because they were like, hey, she needs to go on a little walk. She's been in her house for too long. Like,
and how would they know that?
Well, you order
they
a lot.
They've seen all those pictures that previous DoorDash just took.
You've seen your dash history.
Yes, to see some sunlight.
Anyways, enough about DoorDash. Graham, you wanted to talk about Publishers Clearing House. They filed for bankruptcy?
Yeah, they had been acquired by a mobile gaming company called ARB Interactive. And that company is now letting people know that if you had won a Publishers Clearing House jackpot or one of their Set for Life promotions. They used to have these, I don't know if you guys remember this, but they used to run these commercials all the time and they're surprising people at their front door like, you just won the Publishers Clearing House.
Oh,
and they're holding
some
giant check and or the $5,000 a week for life promotion.
Yes.
Well, those people have been notified that they are no longer going to be getting that money. That for life part of that. Turns out when Publishers Clearing House goes bankrupt, they're not going to honor any of that. And the new company that has acquired them says, no, we're not paying that out anymore. Like, they don't have the money to do it. And a lot of people that have won from Publishers Clearing House were shocked by this. They were really given no notification and just noticed that this past year, one guy said, I knew the company, I hadn't even heard the company was in trouble until my annual $260,000 check didn't show up as expected in January. He said nobody gave him a heads up and nobody let him know that the company was going out of business. So there's a lot of, before the monster Powerball jackpots that has everyone dreaming, it was Publishers Clearing House. You used to see these commercials.
Wow.
And just dream that you're going to win the $5,000 a week for life and you're going to be set. And they even said in those commercials, once you die, you can even pass that down to the next person and they'll get $5,000 a week for, you know, part of their life. I mean, it was just like you just dreamed about winning this. Turns out, well, they've gone bankrupt.
Wow. And now those people have to struggle like the rest of us.
Yep. back to being
never heard of this. Although in they've my probably life, by the way.
Collected quite a bit. You've never heard of Publishers Clearinghouse?
No.
I remember the commercials.
This was back when?
26 and a half, but I remember the commercials.
Yeah, my grandpa used to tell me
I've heard
about
fables about it.
He used to enter. No, I mean, they were still running contests up until recently, you know, and within the last few years, they would
that
still
is
run
crazy
online contests.
Yeah. All right. Next, engineers have designed a crash-proof plane. You guys, this thing looks so ridiculous. We got to talk about it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Hump day. Hump day.
All right. So go to JV Morning Show. That's on our Instagram story. And check out this picture of Project Rebirth. Now, this is the concept of a crash-proof plane. And I guess this idea was born because we all remember that Air India crash where no one survived except for one guy. There's one lone survivor. And so I guess to prevent that further from happening, and again, we are a long ways away from something like this actually coming to fruition, but this is the idea, and it's an airplane, and there's just a bunch of airbags around it.
I love it.
Really? It looks stupid.
Wouldn't you feel, I don't care what it looks like, if I'm on a plane and it starts going down and they're like, oh, well, don't worry, you're on the new crash-proof plane. And this thing, yeah, we're going to bounce and hit the ground. It's going to be rough, but the whole plane's not going to break apart and die, and everyone's going to die in a fiery explosion.
Right.
You're worried about the looks of the airplane at that point?
No, not at that point, but also, would it work?
I think they would just explode once it hits something hard.
That's what I thought.
I mean, it'd be tough on a plane of this size. That's the thing. On a smaller plane, this seems like an absolute no-brainer. Like, on a smaller plane, on a big 747 or 777 or whatever, I'm going to need to see a lot of crash tests.
Yeah.
Before I feel comfortable.
Here's how the engineers that designed this explained it. They say that it's going to be like an AI-powered thing. So it's going to have all these sensors that can detect when a crash is about to happen. So like before it actually, you know, does happen and the plane starts going down, it's going to detect that the plane is about to crash. So it'll deploy all of these airbags, which you can see, like, it's kind of like a drawing. They drew up what it would look like on, you can see that on our Instagram story, but it would deploy all these airbags and impact absorbing fluids and reverse thrust mid-air, turning what would be now a fatal crash into a survivable landing.
But
and they would obviously do a ton of tests before,
right? Because what if this just deploys when there's a little bit of turbulence, and then all of a sudden now the plane has more
you're
weight on
like
one
a
side
basketball.
Yeah. And it's just like, now you're crashing because of the airbags that deployed.
Yeah, I mean, it's AI knows everything, so they'll get it right, I think.
Until they're ready to, like, end us.
Right, until AI is like, I don't really care about these people.
Stop, don't say that. But how crazy, if they had this on every flight and it worked?
I mean, that would feel safer, I think.
I mean, they use a similar system in, like, guys that race motorcycles and stuff in some of the suits. Like, as soon as it detects that you're in a crash, like, the suit self-inflates, you know? I don't know if you guys have ever seen videos of those.
I think I have.
Because those guys are going super, super fast, and they're about to hit the pavement. And while they're right before, when they're midair getting flung off the bike, you know, their suit inflates and keeps them safe. I mean,
I would like one of those suits just like anytime I'm in the car, just in case.
Right.
Just in case.
You have those. They're called airbags.
No, but like
in your car.
A suit on just your own personal body.
So you want to get hit with airbags and then have your own airbags deploy as well.
Yeah, I didn't think that through. Okay, what about this? Airbags.
Seems like a lot going on.
An airbag suit when you get on a roller coaster, just in case.
Oh, I don't know about that, actually.
No, I'll skip that one.
Okay, yeah. Hot air balloon, just in case.
Anything.
Just in
now
case.
Now that one, maybe.
Yeah. All right, but if you want to go see what that plane looks like, JV Morning Show on our Instagram story. We are going to get to today's hottest trending. Coming up, you guys, Fire Festival.
Yeah.
Has found a new owner.
Oh.
Those details coming up.
Hottest phase trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
I just ran off to the bathroom, Selena.
Ew.
Code Brown, Graham?
Code Brown, and I have my colonoscopy coming up later today. I think it's at 1:30, and I'm proud to announce, you guys, I think I'm officially empty.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe myself either, but I'm trying to hype myself into that and believing that, because I feel like I've got nothing more to give.
Like, do you feel lighter? Do you feel good?
I feel starving.
Oh, that's sucks.
Because I had a sandwich for lunch on Monday, and that was the last time I've eaten.
Oh, my God.
I just Googled, what can you eat after a colonoscopy, and I was very disappointed by the results, you guys. It was like, follow a bland diet of white rice and mashed potatoes and applesauce. Nowhere in there did it say, eat an In-N-Out 3x3.
Eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
Who cares?
No, but except... Everybody, a lot of people have reached out to me. Appreciate everybody checking in on me and all the well wishes and stuff. But a lot of people have said, be careful what meal you choose afterwards, because you're going to be starving and you're going to want to go to town on some of your favorite food. And then you're likely going to number three that.
I vote for bean and cheese burrito.
Yeah.
Think about it. Just think about that.
It's kind of mild.
Fyre Festival has a new owner, you guys. So Ryan Reynolds' company, Maximum Effort, they did put in a bid and they ended up not getting it after a bidding war with LimeWire.
What?
LimeWire is the new owner of the Fyre Festival brand.
Is that still a thing?
Are you serious?
I swear.
I'm shook right now.
I guess there's still a thing. Yeah, now that the owner is a Fyre Festival. They explained in their announcement that they are going to have a reimagined vision for Fyre, and they did clarify they're not bringing back the festival. So that's not going to be a thing anymore.
What's the point of owning it?
They said, quote, we're bringing the brand and the meme back to life, this time with real experiences and without the cheese sandwiches. So I don't know, maybe just like a more... experience-based thing, maybe like throughout the year rather than one massive festival. I'm not really sure.
I think it's died down. They shouldn't have even gotten it in the first place.
How does LimeWire have any money to buy anything?
Right. I mean,
I guess.
Apparently they bought Fyre Festival, which I don't imagine that.
Yeah, but it was like $245,000, right?
I was like, I don't imagine that it sold for very, very much. But I don't know. Whatever they do, Ryan Reynolds promised to be at the first event. So, maybe it will be big. I don't know. All right. What do you guys think about this? Mariah Carey has announced a holiday residency in Vegas.
Yes.
You know, she is the queen of Christmas. It's going to be called Christmas Time in Vegas. It's going to be at Dolby Live at Park MGM. 10 shows, starting November 28th through December 13th.
Ooh.
Oh. That would be fun.
Why didn't the Sphere get her?
Dude, that would have been an incredible question.
I don't know. That would have been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think much smaller scale than the Sphere. Is that computer sound going out over
that
the air?
I think.
Sorry, guys. but I think fun, but then don't expect all like the dancing and moving around the stage and all that. You know what I mean?
Well, she doesn't do that anymore.
No, I know, but I hope she doesn't get bashed. Like, we have to go into these shows knowing what you're getting at this point, is all I'm saying.
Got it.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, take a moment and say your goodbyes to Ben and Jerry's. The room, your favorite Ben and Jerry's flavor. Mine, Cherry Garcia, obviously.
That was mine.
Oh,
so good.
Everyone's furiously Googling Ben and Jerry's
flavor. There's one called Monkey Something.
Chunky Monkey. That was mine, too.
I think mine is like with the brownie and like the cookie dough half-baked.
Oh, yeah,
half-baked? Yes. That was mine, too.
Oh, so good. Oh, Flynn has claimed all the flavors.
I know.
Well, the good news is the ice cream not going anywhere. You're still going to be able to get that. But Jerry just announced he's quitting the brand.
No,
you can't do that.
Years. Jerry Greenfield says that their parent company, Unilever, has restricted the brand's ability to speak up on social issues, something which has always been a hallmark of Ben & Jerry's. And that was part of their agreement when they sold to Unilever in 2000 for $326 million. They had a deal like, you're going to let us keep... It's not just about ice cream. We're a social justice brand.
Right.
And they said, that's fine. Except lately, it has not been fine. He said in part on a post on social media, for more than 20 years under their ownership, Ben & Jerry's stood up and spoke out in support of peace, justice, and human rights. But he says now that independence to do so is gone. So he is saying goodbye. And he says this Unilever not allowing them to continue being a social justice brand is happening at a time when our country's current administration is tearing down all the things that they stood for. So take a moment and say your goodbyes to Jerry of Ben & Jerry's, because he says, peace out, I'm out.
Honestly, props to him for
standing
on business and deciding to leave.
Yeah.
Also, if I had sold my ice cream brand for hundreds of millions of dollars 25 years ago, I'd be on a beach somewhere this entire... I would have been playing golf for the last 24.75 years. Like, I wouldn't have hung around to see how it went.
But you'd only be like 5 years old then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. I would have picked up the game of golf at a much younger age. Also, world's youngest multimillionaire.
Yeah.
So
Ben is still staying?
I guess Ben is still there. I don't know about Ben.
Is Ben still with us?
I'll go to Ben for comment.
Okay.
Hopefully he's still alive.
I know. All right. Well, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Raquel from San Jose. Happy hump day. It's so nice to hear TV's voice on a Wednesday instead of just on a Friday. Have a great week, you guys. Good luck on your procedure, Graham. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you to Chidi for helping fill in for me this morning.
Of course. Graham is working from home as he prepares for, you know, the colonoscopy. Graham, you mentioned you were kind of looking into what you can eat afterwards because you don't want it destroying your stomach. And according to Google, it ain't looking that good.
It didn't look. Yeah, it didn't. The menu did not look appetizing. It looked very bland. But a lot of our listeners who have gone through a colonoscopy before told me, be careful about what you pick because it may come back to haunt you very quickly afterwards.
Hey, Graham. I had a colonoscopy about a year ago. And I just want to let you know that right afterwards, my first meal was two double-doubles and a fry from In-N-Out. So live your life, man. Enjoy it. YOLO.
That's what I'm saying. You just do whatever you want. Who cares?
Dude, YOLO. Another one of our listeners sent me a DM. She said she got a burrito, a big burrito right afterwards. Oh, man, I've never been so hungry, you guys. Let's go.
Yeah, Graham has not ate since Monday, you guys.
Monday at lunchtime.
Oh, my God. All right. Starving. To our cool or not list, you know, we do this every Wednesday, throw some things out, and we discuss cool or not. Cool or not, you guys, the bats are back at my house. Just in time for fall and Halloween time.
Oh, cool.
Spooky season.
Very cool. Yeah, spooky season.
The way I ran out of my house, they were there all day yesterday, right? Uh-huh. They're above my front door, like up there on the wall. The way I ran out of my house this morning, because it's still dark out, I didn't want to like stop and look up and see if they were there or not, but like I just outside, I record time, locked the door and ran to my car in like 0.2 seconds.
Did your Ring camera catch this? Because this is funny.
Yeah, it probably did actually. The last thing I need is one of those swooping down and like attacking me. I'm so scared.
Are they close enough to where they could come near you?
I mean, they have wings.
Like in your house?
A matter of feet above your head there by your front door. And they do, like, would you fault them for being upset with you because you had one of their cousins murdered?
Oh,
that's a good
point. That was a long time ago.
They remember.
They never forget.
Mm-hmm. And it was like a elephants. Distant cousin. They don't even remember.
It doesn't matter.
So what do I do now?
You let them be.
But they might have disease nutses.
Oh. But spooky season is here.
I don't need real live bats. I just want the fake ones.
But real live ones make it even better because then if someone goes trick-or-treating, then they're like, oh, look, a fake bat. And it's like, no, bam. It's real.
Yeah, and then they bite one of my like neighbor's kids. Like, no.
Should have ran faster. Yeah, they ring the doorbell and all the bats come flying out, you know, like in all the horror movies.
I don't want to have this one murdered either, but like, what do I do? I cannot have this thing just hanging outside my front door.
I mean, you can't try to capture it yourself, obviously. That would not
end
well.
Look the other way. It'll look the other way when you collect your DoorDash order 10 times a day.
It's so scary.
You look the other way when it's sleeping there during the daytime.
Yeah.
Be careful.
I can, because one did swoop down one time and like hit my husband, not my nephew, my husband.
Really?
In the daytime,
Does he have to go get a shot or something if you come in contact with one of them?
Yeah, you might want to check.
I don't know. Sure, well, nothing happened. It didn't like bite him. It didn't hit him, but it like swooped right past him, like it was trying to, and he like ducked.
Isn't that so scary?
Yeah,
that's
the
what
bat.
You think.
The bat wants your man.
Oh
hell
no!
Back up, B. Selena. Cool. Remember that story about there was a. It happened here in California, I think, somewhere in the Central Valley, not too far away, and it was a teacher, and she didn't know. There was a bat in her classroom, remember?
Yes.
And it was fooling around, and she had no idea that she had gotten bit by it, and she got rabies, and I think she might have.
That's right.
That's scary.
So your man being bumped into by a bat could have been little tiny teeth.
Yeah, you're right. Him. But this is long enough ago that he would have rabied out already.
Okay. Has he gotten his rabies shot?
No, he hasn't. Oh, my God, don't scare me.
I think that's for dogs, but you probably need one.
Oh, my God.
Come into contact with a bat.
All right, Graham, you have anything for our cool or not list?
Yeah, what do you guys think? Cool or not? My wife, Kate, and I, after 12 years, of marriage finally merged one of our accounts. We've talked about this before because we have separate banks. We have separate car insurance. We have separate health insurance. You name it, we've got a separate company, and we've just never bothered to combine those things after all these years because it's just a pain in the butt. Nobody likes doing that. But we finally have merged our cell phone provider. We're on the same cell phone company. After 12 years, we always had separate ones. We're now on a family plan. We've done it.
Oh, my God.
We've done it.
Wow.
Why were
that's cool.
Yeah, you must have been paying so much.
Yeah.
I don't think it was that much. Both of our plans were pretty cheap. So we, over the years, we looked at it and we're like, yeah, maybe we'd be saving $5, $10 a month. But she needed a new phone. So I was like, come on over.
Yeah.
They said they'll give you a new phone if you join mine. So she got.
Yeah, they always have. Did she get an iPhone 17?
Not the 17. She got the 16.
Oh.
Okay, not bad.
At least
not
she's
bad.
Like, at least she's got the new.
Yeah.
Newer the phone. Because hers was a lot older.
The 17, I think, very cool. The 17s are so ugly. My daughter needs a new phone because it's just completely shattered and she can't even like hear out of it. And I was going to take her this weekend. I was like, oh, do you want the 17? Because, I mean, it's about to come out. And she saw a picture and she's like, no.
Oh.
I don't even want that
thing. If Gen Z's not in it, I'm not.
It's so ugly. That's what she said. So she wants the 16.
iPhone sheep are finally turning their backs on the iPhone.
It is hella ugly.
It is.
The sign of the times.
And there's like a bright orange color. Yeah. I heard that one's like sold out. I don't know if that's
really
true or not. That's what I saw. But it's so ugly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Kate, that's Graham's wife. Good pick. Sticking to the 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Cool. So when are you going to switch over, Graham?
Oh, no, never.
Oh, never.
No, now she's on my plan. We both have a phone that works. Life is good.
Very cool. I like it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.